2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
Snakes on a plane. Your pizza in 30 minutes. Bomb on a bus. All of these things are very successful high concepts. And high concept is the topic of today's Project Distinct. We're going to be talking about the importance of clarity and focus as we have for the last couple of days, and how the high concept is a tool that you can use to help you create the kind of clarity. So when someone says, what do? How do you respond? We talked about that a couple of days ago. So that's why we're following up with more on that, because the high concept is a great way to respond to that important question, who are you? What do? And it's also a very important way that we establish more in terms of clarity for ourselves, for our department, for our organization, whatever it might be. Clarity, absolutely important. The high concept approach is the topic of today's Project Distinct, which is brought to you by Audible.com. We have a special going on. By the way, if you are not currently an Audible subscriber, oh, what a deal. Many folks have asked, do you have audiobooks? You know, they like the podcast, thankfully, and they want to know, could they get an audiobook? And yes, you can at audible.com. Iconic is available there. The Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry is available there. But we have a special on my book that is the 15th anniversary edition of my first book. It's called All Business is Still Show Business. It goes into depth on the high concept that we're talking about today. You just go to showbizbook.com/Scott. Showbiz, S-H-O-W-B-I-Z as in zebra, showbizbook.com/Scott. It'll take you to Audible where you can sign in. And even if you already have an Audible membership, why not download the book? It's called All Business is Still Show Business on audible.com. All right, so the principle is, as we talked yesterday, that clarity and focus is not just about what you are, it's also about what you are not. I mean, not even Walmart sells everything to everybody. Go to Walmart and try to buy cufflinks. Go to Walmart and try to buy a tuxedo. They don't have everything, and they don't try to sell it to everybody. So even Walmart is clear. Low prices every day. So the high concept principle is an approach that you can use to creating clarity. I often use the movie examples because the high concept example really was originally founded in Hollywood, and it was when they realized that people wouldn't listen to long, drawn-out explanations of what the plot of a movie is. So what they did instead was to shorten it, not to give you the plot, but to give you a short, powerful, compelling statement that interested and involved the listener. So in the early days, if I said shark attacks, you'd think of Jaws. Bomb on a bus makes you think of the movie Speed. And many of you thought of the movie Speed when I said it at the intro, just bomb on a bus. Even though the movie's over 25 years old, it took you 2 hours to watch. So it's incredibly powerful and memorable when you use the high concept approach. Yet, it works in corporate America as well. Domino's said your pizza in 30 minutes. Now, they haven't used that phrase since the 1990s. But many people still remember that as the point of Domino's. Why? Because Domino's put their flag in the ground. Our most important thing, what we're going to focus on, our clarity statement, is going to revolve around getting the pizza to you hot, fast, and now. Now, Domino's has a good product, but I don't know too many people that say a Domino's pizza is the very best pizza they've ever tasted. But what they will say is, they got it to me fast, they got it to me quick, they got it to me now. So they executed on their high concept. When Federal Express, FedEx, as we know them now, was founded, they said absolutely, positively overnight. That short high concept statement broke through the clutter and got us to realize what they were all about. Yet for most people, when you say, what do? They want to give you their resume. They want to tell you everything that they do. And that doesn't work in today's world. We want to get intrigued first. Now, I'm going to go on a little diatribe here about the elevator speech. I've been to so many conferences where they talk about, well, what's your elevator speech? Here's the problem. most of the folks talking about elevator speeches suggest that the typical elevator speech is about 30 seconds. So tell me in 30 seconds what you do. Well, there's a fundamental problem with that. We're not geared in today's world to listen for 30 seconds if we're not intrigued first. So if you don't have a high concept, someone says, what do? You give them your high concept. They'll say, well, tell me more about that. That sounds interesting. Now you're ready for the elevator speech, but not before. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with elevator speeches, but I am saying if you don't position it properly, it's never going to work for you because you have to lead with your clarity. You have to lead with your focus. So how do you do that? How do you create the high concept? Here's some fundamental questions I'd like for you to literally write down the answers to. Number one, what makes you different? What makes your business different, better, unique, in comparison to your specific competition? Now, notice, if you can't answer those questions, neither can your employees, neither can your customers. If your employees don't know what separates you and differentiates you from the competition, how in the world are they ever going to talk to a customer about it? So you've got to decide that first. What makes your department unique? What makes your division unique? What makes your service unique? What separates you from the competition? Then, secondly, brainstorm with your team or perhaps even your customers. One, what are the defining values of our organization? Two, look at our mission statement. What do we talk about there? Three, how could these points, the gleaning the gold from our mission statement and understanding our values, what the core values of our organization are, or what maybe we have for ourselves, how can we mine that gold? How do we glean the best of that to make that the basis of a high concept statement? And how are these points different from any aspects our competitors might use if they were crafting such a statement? Create a short, powerful, engaging statement that interests and involves your audience, whether it's customers or colleagues or prospects. Now, here's an important point. High concepts are not just for companies and the entire organization. You see, I believe that every department within the organization requires one as well. Many years ago, I had the chance to give the keynote presentation for the American Payroll Association, an incredible group. And a woman comes up afterwards, and she's talking to me after speech, liked the speech, but she said, I only control the payroll department. I think you're talking about something that relates to an entire company. So we talked about what her payroll division did. They cut payroll checks, right? And I said, wow, how inspiring. People get up and they fight rush hour traffic and they get up early and they dash in to cut checks. What if you created a high concept that defined your department? Here's what they came up with. We deposit the money that funds the dreams of thousands of families, including our own. They started talking about that at every meeting they had in the department. They put signs up of that line in the departments. We deposit the money that funds the dreams of thousands of families, including our own. Now, I know it sounds corny, but would you rather go to work every morning to cut checks or fund dreams? The high concept focuses you and your teams on exactly the mission, the purpose, what's really important that separates you from everybody else, whether we're talking about the competition externally or other departments and divisions internally. It is a critical step to creating the clarity and the focus that's required in order to create distinction. Well, that does it for me for today on Project Distinct. Man, the numbers of listeners of this podcast are just growing exponentially. And I couldn't be more grateful. I truly appreciate it. And it's because people like you that's listening right now, you share the podcast on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You're leaving reviews and you're telling people about it. And I cannot thank you enough as we're kind of here at the beginning of the month of May. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for making this last month the biggest ever for Project Distinct. I really, truly appreciate it. And we'll do our best to continue and hopefully give you better podcasts than we have in the past. Thank you so much for that. And Look forward to talking to you again tomorrow on our next edition of Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out distinctionnation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to scottmccain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.